Sham impeachment, Texas GOP, Trump allies blast attempt to impeach AG Ken Paxton. By Alim Bokhari on May 26, 2023. The Speaker of the Texas State Legislature, Representative Dade Phelan, R., is leading an effort to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Donald Trump ally and one of the most staunch foes of big tech censorship. Nominally a Republican, Rep. Phelan has appointed over a dozen Democrats to chair committees in the Texas legislature, despite the GOP holding a supermajority in the chamber. Phelan is a state representative for Texas' 21st District, which covers most of Jefferson and all of Orange and Jasper counties in the southeast corner of the state. Former President Donald Trump has called out Phelan in the past on a number of issues. Calling the Speaker another Mitch McConnell, Trump has called out the Texas politician for siding with Democrats to reduce penalties for illegal voting. Now Phelan is going after Ken Paxton, one of Trump's biggest allies in the Lone Star State, leading to condemnation from the Texas GOP. The statement, signed by Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi, slammed the Speaker for his friendliness to Democrats and his relitigating of old allegations against Paxton, allegations that even the Biden administration's Department of Justice has yet to bring charges over. Speaker Dade Phelan and his leadership team have appointed Democrats to high-ranking leadership positions, attacked the Republican Party of Texas, battled our conservative lieutenant governor, and killed Governor Abbott's top priorities, wrote Rinaldi. The impeachment proceedings against the Attorney General are but the latest front in the Texas House's war against Republicans to stop the conservative direction of our state. This sham impeachment is the result of the fellow leadership team empowering Democrats, allowing them to hold leadership positions and letting them control the agenda, continued the statement. It is based on allegations already litigated by voters, led by a liberal speaker trying to undermine his conservative adversaries, and investigated by lawyers connected to a Democrat on the House General Investigations Committee. The voters have supported General Paxton through three elections, and his popularity has only grown despite millions of dollars spent to try to defeat him. Now the Texas House is trying to overturn the election results. As Attorney General, Paxton has proven one of the most effective foes of big tech censorship. He is leading one of the largest multi-state antitrust lawsuits against Google over its ad dominance, as well as a lawsuit against the same tech company over biometric data collection. Paxton also recently launched an inquiry into the pharmaceutical companies Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, investigating allegations that the companies misrepresented the safety and efficacy of their coronavirus vaccines. In his campaign against the Attorney General, Phelan and his allies in the Texas state legislature is alleging a long list of prior improprieties, including bribery allegations. But these allegations were widely broadcast to voters ahead of the 2022 elections for Attorney General, which Paxton comfortably won. The Biden administration's Justice Department is, as of yet, unwilling to charge Paxton with any crime, yet the Republican Speaker of the Texas House is willing to recommend impeachment. On social media, conservative influencers slammed Phelan's efforts to take down Paxton and called on Texas voters to contact their representatives. Big tech has bribed Texas Republicans into taking out their critic AG Paxton. Tomorrow the Texas House will vote to impeach. Unless you get on the telephone and start making calls, said author and filmmaker Mike Cernovich. We are now seeing Dade Phelan and fake Republicans and TX sell out conservatives and attempt to overturn the will of the voters by removing duly elected Ken Paxton from office, said Jack Posobiec. Vote the Renos all out in March. What the Renos in the Texas State House are trying to do to America First patriot Ken Paxton is a disgrace, said Donald Trump Jr. MAGA stands with Ken Paxton against this Reno/Dem-led witch hunt. Ken Paxton is an honorable man. The Uni Party is after him, hard, said PUSA founder Charlie Kirk. Why? Because he is suing Google effectively and actually going after entrenched corporations who hate America. We've always known Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan isn't really a Republican, said Mike Davis, founder of the Anti-Big Tech Internet Accountability Project. Why is he rushing to impeach Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tomorrow? What's the rush? What's the evidence? When I was an own correspondent, I interviewed AG Ken Paxton numerous times, said former Trump White House official and OWN correspondent Cameron Kinsey. He is a patriot and a genuine person off camera. This sham impeachment is ridiculous. Breitbart News has reached out to the office of Representative Dade Phelan for comment. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.